It was just a we knew it was going to be a battle coming here. It's a tough place to play, tough environment, tough team. And we just had to make sure that, you know, for 60 minutes that we put the effort on the field to be able to pull out a close game. And we knew it was probably going to come to, you know, fourth quarter at some point. And, give Wink a lot of credit. He kept dialing my number, you know, and, you know, I got to make him right.
This team seems like it might have grown a little bit as going down the stretch. They're a tough game, but their defense seemed to hold its ground.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, looking at last week, we had an opportunity to get off the field, and we did not against Peyton. So this is how you learn. We always say, tell you guys, we say we have to look at film and learn from our mistakes. Well, I think we learned from our mistakes last week, and we're able to fix some things and to get off the field and give the offense back the ball with a chance to win it.
How nice is it to be standing around and watching this passing attack that Kyle and this receiving core have?
I love it. It was it's just something that is going to continue to grow, hopefully, and hopefully we'll get more and more guys involved in big play after big play. You know, it's funny how this has worked out as far as the passing attack is, when this is considered was considered in the beginning to be a weak part of our team.
Thanks for your time.
Ryan, you said earlier this week there needed to be a party at the ball in order to slow down Chris Johnson. Seems like you guys were able to do that all day.
That was the emphasis. We knew we had to do that. Obviously, we gave up a long run to the his counterpart back there. We can't let those things happen. But for the most part, this game we rallied to the ball. Everybody. We didn't depend on one guy to make the tackle. I mean, if you go back and watch the film, even when one guy makes the tackle, you want to see more five or six guys waiting right behind him to just in case he escapes. So that was an emphasis, and we have to continue that type of work ethic every week.
And that was, you guys talked about, that was the game plan. You had to slow down Chris Johnson. I mean, are you happy with the way you guys executed that?
But for the most part, I mean, like I said, that long run, we can't give up that long run. Those are the things, the breakdowns that can cost you another game. So we can't give those. Whatever we need to fix in that particular run, we need to make sure we fix that.
And you talked about that
to the ball so well, so many times. You slowed them down a lot in the second half, but then you have to go out one more time there. It's not going to give the offense another opportunity. Is it businesslike? Is it excited? Is it, you know,
It's exciting to be able to do that, because we have a coach in Wink that he really harps hard on that part of the game, 4-minute offense. You know, that's something that he really believes in. So, you know, he was really into it as far as putting it in on top of us in practice to make sure that we understand this is a part of the game that nobody really likes to talk about, but we need to be a good defense in the 4-minute offense, in the 4-minute defense.
Yeah, one more from Ryan.
Okay, and finishing, to me, is often the difference between 10 and 6 and 6 and 10.
It is. You're not going to find too many times where a team comes out just get blown off the gate and blown out. It's usually going to come down to the third, late third, early fourth, and into the fourth quarter. That what teams is left standing is the one that executes towards the end and makes the plays in the end. And, you know, we just happen to be that team this time.
Thank you, Brian.